Good afternoon. Our weather on this Tuesday continues to be dominated by a front that's draped across the region, producing extensive cloud cover. Not a lot of moisture associated with this front, but that which is available is producing scattered light and spotty rain showers, and we'll carry that trend into the afternoon and perhaps a few showers lasting into the evening. Out ahead of the front, a southerly breeze is helping push temperatures into the mid-50s on average, which will be our daytime highs. As the front slides off to the south and east tonight, clouds will tend to break up and will be partly cloudy overnight. Temperatures will be a bit cooler with a northwesterly wind flow. Readings will be back down into the lower to middle 30s. This will set us up for a mostly dry day on Wednesday with a brief area of high pressure building in. We'll have sunshine mixing with a few clouds during the day, and temperatures will be on the cooler side with readings mainly in the middle and upper 40s. At this point, we'll watch a wave of low pressure track in our direction for the end of the week. On Thursday, clouds will build back in from the south and west in advance of that wave, and light and spotty rain and snow showers will be likely during the middle of the day. By late afternoon on Thursday and into the evening hours, precipitation will become more steady with light snow across the higher terrain and a rain-snow mix, generally speaking, in the valleys. Areas closer to the coast will see a longer duration of the light rain showers. Highs on Thursday, early in the afternoon, will be in the mid-40s before the temperatures start to slide back with the onset of precipitation. Overnight Thursday night, the track and strength of this system will determine what we get in terms of wintry precipitation. Right now, the storm looks weak enough and progressive enough to bring a round of light snow to most of the region, with some valleys south of I-90 picking up just plain rain showers. In the valleys, an inch or two of snow will be likely, while the higher terrain could get as much as at least a few inches of snow, with the higher ski area peaks getting as much as 6 inches of snow as this system passes by. By Friday morning, some leftover snow, especially in New England, will be on its way out. It'll turn breezy and cooler with partly sunny skies Friday afternoon with highs staying in the mid-30s. Right now, it looks dry and chilly for the upcoming weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, high temperatures will run roughly 10 to 20 degrees below average from the northern high plains into the Great Lakes as a series of weak impulses track across the northern United States. Given the lack of higher moisture in place, the resulting precipitation will be light. Meanwhile, a storm system will begin to organize over the north-central United States today with a secondary surge of cold air from Canada in its wake. High temperatures today are expected to be below freezing beneath a ridge of high pressure as the snow shifts to the south and east. Rain, meanwhile, is expected to increase ahead of a cold front over parts of drought-stricken Texas and Oklahoma by Wednesday. West of the Rockies, temperatures will remain warm, generally 10 to 20 degrees above average. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with showers, lower 60s. Boston cloudy with scattered showers, near 60. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few showers and highs in the mid-40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 52 degrees. The average low, 34. The record high, 75, set in 1994. And the record low, 17, in 1951. Sunrise this morning was at 6:34 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:43 p.m. 10 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 50s. A few rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 50s. Cloudy this evening, then clearing overnight tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 50s. A few rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid-50s. Clouds this evening, then clearing overnight tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 50s. A few rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine mixing with clouds, mid to upper 40s. Rain and snow late Thursday and especially Thursday night. Some accumulating snow, especially in the hills and mountains by Friday morning, mid-40s in the afternoon on Thursday. Some leftover snow on Friday morning, then breezy, cool, with partly sunny skies in the mid-30s in the afternoon. A mix of sun and clouds, 30s on Saturday. Increasing clouds Sunday, lower 40s. And a mix of sun and clouds, mid-30s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.